Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we finished verses 11 and 13. Let's continue as we start with chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you have your Bibles ready in the book of Nahum, and starting today in chapter 3, and verse 1, so I hope that you'll have pencil and paper and be ready to write things down. I hope that you enjoyed, over the Christmas break, on our question and answer series. It went through January the 1st, I believe, and so I am so thankful for that, and what a great time. Now, I don't know how far ahead I am on doing this today. It's simply November the 13th of 2019. So going ahead, I think I'm ahead of January the 2nd, definitely, but I just don't know how far ahead of where I am. So having said that, I've got an announcement about a sermon that I've preached recently at our church that is going to be featured on sermonaudio.com. Its main page for the day of January the 9th. Now, if you missed that or if it's way past that, then I would say two things. Either go to there and look where it says previously featured sermons and find the sermon that was preached by me titled Go With God. Now, if you can't find it there, then go to our website and get on our site and type in there somewhere, Go With God, and find that sermon. It will cover the 5 points of Calvinism. Now, there are those that teach these 5 points of Calvinism, and I show you what the Bible actually says. I know that there have been men in the past, and I also know that when there are people that hear it will tell me, I should listen to this preacher, that preacher, I should read what this guy wrote or that guy wrote, because they're Baptists too, and they believe in the 5 points of Calvinism. My belief is based on the Word of God, not what other Baptists have written. So let me just say that this is very biblical. You want a biblical answer? Actually, in that sermon, I'll be using things that I've copied about their definitions for all 5 of these points of Calvinism that they have, called the TULIP, T-U-L-I-P, being the first letter of each major point. And I will go through and give the definitions that people that are Calvinists that wrote their own definitions, and I was just able to go online and get them down and then do it from there. So I'm not sharing with you anything that came from some guy that is so anti-Calvinist or whatever. I'm not anti-Calvinist. I'm pro-Bible. I would like to see Calvinists get straight on the Word of God and put more faith in the Word of God and the Holy Ghost that's behind it than in writers. I don't care if it was 200 or 300 years ago. Now, they always ask me, who do we have from 300 years ago? I say, man, we'd do better than that. We go back 2,000 years ago. We've got John and Paul and all these other guys. They get upset about that. And it's almost like the Roman Catholics were in the early centuries of saying, you cannot read the Bible because you can't understand it. I actually have Calvinists say that, which tells me they don't understand the ministry of the Holy Ghost in a saved person's heart that opens his heart to the Lord and lets the Lord work in their heart as they study the Word of God, saying, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. So that's the day in which we live. But you've heard of Calvinism. It's infected, and I use that word infect purposely, but it infects many churches and different denominations, and it is a false doctrine. And so we're going to give you a Bible covering the 5 points of Calvinism on a sermon titled Go With God. It will be on our website. And so I'd encourage you to go to that. Now, maybe past January the 9th, but again, the sermonaudio.com, it's on their site. And then if it's on into January, get on into their, click onto their previously featured sermons. Just go down till you find one that has my little picture on it, and it says Go With God. It is on our website, and you can find it there as well. And our announcer gives you our website each day. I also been announcing from time to time about the Israel experience, the trip of a lifetime. And right now you're saying, boy, there's a lot of fighting going on in Israel. And I know that. That's why I delayed. I have people that I know that are pretty high up, and they told me not to go this year. I was thinking of going in this year, 2019, and they said, no, you may want to wait. And so we're waiting till next year, and we're going, well, it's already next year, 2020. We're going here in 2020, November 30th through December the 8th. Now, you can go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CentralBaptistocala.org. And when you get on that page, you'll scroll down just a little bit near the top. You'll see in the left-hand column a microphone. If you go directly across there, you'll see it talking about the Israel experience or that trip to the Holy Land. And so you'll just click onto that, and it gives you all the details of places that we visit and also of the cost, everything involved. Now, you've heard me say that, or unless you're a new listener, but we go. You're welcome to go. We don't turn anybody down. However, you do need to now fill out your applications and get those in. So let me have you fill out your applications. Please send a $300 deposit for that so we know that you're going and we can hold it open to you. And so we need to get those in. You can see everything there, how much it costs, final payments. Everything else is in there. And the various places that we go to, whether it's a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee, whether it's in Caesarea, I tell you, just so many places. Well, Caesarea, where they kept Paul, Masada. Boy, what a beautiful place that is. And the Valley of Elah, where David killed Goliath. And then in Jerusalem. Boy, many things in Jerusalem. We observe the Lord's Supper in Jerusalem, as a matter of fact. We'll visit the Holocaust Museum there. And just a lot of things that we do in Jerusalem that are outstanding. Many things that go on that we'll visit, Nazareth and so forth. But I want you to come and walk with me where Jesus walked. I usually take at each spot about 5 to 10 minutes to teach. And then we let our guide tell about the historical background and things of that nature. Also, I would encourage you churches to send your pastor and his wife. And if you can, and I know your pastor's coming, I'd be happy to let him have a spot in this trip where he could actually take about 5 or 10 minutes to do some teaching. So that would be open as well for your pastor, and we'd love to have him. I always tell the preachers, if they have people to baptize, they can baptize them in Jordan. And if not, and he wants to baptize someone in Jordan, I make a deal with him. I'll baptize them, then I'll let them baptize me. And so I've done that many a times, you know, in Jordan with people and preachers and asked, saying, okay, come on, this is what we'll do. And we do that. So if it's a missionary or pastor and they want to do that, then let them come on. If they've got their own people they want to baptize, that's fine. I've always enjoyed getting to baptize people in Jordan. Most of those people were already saved and been baptized, but just to get baptized where Jesus got baptized in that river. And then also, it is a testimony to the Jews that we identify with Jesus Christ. So, we'd like for you to come and go online, find out about it. Or, if you're not computer savvy, you just listen to us on the radio, then I would encourage you to write our church, the address of the church, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, and ask for a brochure, and we'll be happy to mail one to you. Well, I think that's enough of that. Let's get right into our study today here in Nahum chapter 3 and verse 1. And so we will start out there. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. Progress can mean something good or something bad. Communism in Russia, which became the union of the Soviet Socialist Republic, in moved ahead and progressed really big time from 1917 until it dissolved on December 26, 1991. Now, those years for the socialists would be called progress, but not by people who believe in individual freedom, restricted only by laws that prevent that men assailed for their free speech, and also the laws that limited people from hurting others physically and hurting them socially or in financial harm, hurting them for worshiping the Lord, allowing us to have the freedom to worship God, to share the gospel with others. And so that those laws were established to protect us, to give us that freedom and to protect us in physical, social, or financial harm. That is why a strong police force must be maintained to help keep a country free, morally and physically. Now, I know there's a lot of media people and a lot of other politicians that are down on the policemen and deputies and so forth. Look, I've got a son and a grandson that are deputies, and so you're talking to the wrong person if you say that to me. But I am so thankful that we have them for the job they do. These guys get up every day. When they go to work, they're putting their life on the line, not knowing what they're going to run into. Even a traffic stop is dangerous anymore. And so here these guys get up in the morning, they go to work, putting their life on the line. And could be the day that it's the last day they kiss that little one goodbye. It could be the last day they kiss that wife or that husband goodbye. And so it is good that we have these people. And let me encourage you, I've done this on several occasions. I'll be in a restaurant and I'll see some uniformed officers. I'll just see my waitress and I'll say, don't tell those guys, just bring me their bill when you get done there, and bring me their bill and I'll pay for their meal. Just don't tell them who did it. And that's what I do. And I've done that several times, and I just want some of them to know that we're thankful for their work. Now, as we go to our first verse here, though, it shows the condition of Nineveh before her sudden fall. She fell suddenly. And that reminds us of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. How many Christians have said, well, I wouldn't give in to that. I wouldn't do that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my